Our connection with the Lord is never inhibited by space or time. And this is a very important fact to know. Because if we only know that we are all the time in the vicinity of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, and witnessed by the Lord, that would make a very big difference to our quality of chanting. Lord Brahma in his prayer is saying, Golok Nivasati, Akilatma Bhuto. Lord Krishna resides in his own abode, Goloka. Golok Nivasati. But he is also Akilatma Bhuto. Which means he is there in the material world also, everywhere, in every atom, he is present. And the Lord also tells in the scriptures how he is present in the heart of every living being. Sarvasya Chaham Hridisani Vishto. I am there in the heart of every living being. Ishwaram Sarva Bhutanam Hridideshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Lord says the Lord is there in the heart of every living being. Somebody may think Krishna is too far. He is in Goloka. Tad Dure Tad Vantike, he says. Yes, I am very far away, but I am also very near as well. Although I am very far away, for my devotee, I am very near. I can be present immediately. Like Krishna was in Dwaraka, but he suddenly appeared in Hastinapur, offering extended, unlimited sari to Draupadi. So similarly, Lord was in Vaikuntha, but he appeared in front of Gajendra when he was offering prayer. So Lord may be very far away, but he can immediately appear in a moment because he is never separated by space. Space can never separate him. Space is only a problem for ordinary living entities. We have conceptions of near and far, but the Lord is beyond such conceptions and he is always present. In fact, the scriptures say that the super soul is such a witness in our heart. So many days have passed, sun has risen and set, so many seasons have changed, so many years have passed, so many lifetimes have passed, but the super soul is a constant companion of the individual soul. So he is called as Sarvajna. He is all-knowing. So we have an all-knowing friend who accompanies us life after life. So he knows our black side, he knows our bright side, he knows our weaknesses, even those in the subconscious mind, which we ourselves probably cannot see many times. So we have such a friend who is accompanying us always. And he never winks his eyes. He is always wide awake. Yena chetete vishwam, vishwam chetete nayam, it is said. The Lord is constantly awake, and he is the one who makes this whole universe alive by his presence. So, he is never separated by space, and he is always all knowledgeable, and he is our constant companion. When we talk of time, sometimes some books become outdated or obsolete, or sometimes the books which are written are mistakenly written, and they have to be rectified. But the Lord's instruction can never contain any mistake. It can be mistakenly interpreted or misrepresented. But the Lord's word can never be a mistake. It's always absolute. So Krishna's words are absolute and they never become obsolete. Whatever instructions Lord Krishna gave to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra 5000 years ago are as valid as they are on that day, even today also, for every living being. The Lord gives such supreme wisdom when he opens his mouth. The Lord rarely opens his mouth. When he opens, only wisdom comes out of his mouth whenever he speaks. So the time factor cannot spoil the good instructions of the Lord, or cannot bring about any mistake or any deficiency in the Lord's instruction. And they are always valid for all time to come, because it is a knowledge of soul and super soul. It's a knowledge of soul and God and the relationship. So it can never become stale because it is talking of an eternal relationship. So when Lord Krishna was speaking the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, there were trees 5,000 years ago. They are alive today also. So they may be a witness to that knowledge, but unfortunately they haven't become benefited by that knowledge because of simply being trees. On the other hand, anyone present now, by realizing this fact that the knowledge given to Arjuna is a universal wisdom for every living entity and particularly for me, it is relevant to me, such a person can benefit the most. Because Lord is not only speaking to Arjuna, He is speaking indeed to every one of us, individual souls. And that knowledge is very much valid and relevant in our personal lives. So in this way, the Lord is never separated by space or time from the living entity. Like Prabhupada was telling his disciples when he was returning to India from America, many of the disciples were feeling great separation. And Prabhupada told them, see, you are chanting Hare Krishna in America and I am chanting Hare Krishna in India. So we are together, Prabhupada said. So how can we see the togetherness? We are together because when we chant Hare Krishna, we go beyond space and time. The Lord is generally present as super soul for an average living entity. But for those who become devotees, the Lord is present as Radha Kunja Bihari. Exactly as they are present in front of us in the morning when we take darshan of the deities. The Lord is present exactly in the same way in front of us. If we cannot see, that is because of our blindness in the eyes that we cannot see them. But Lord is ever present. Yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. He says, wherever my devotee is chanting my names, I am even more prominently present. I am not just present, but I am very specifically present. Which means Lord is present and He is relishing the devotee's surrender, relishing the devotee's love, relishing the devotee's struggle and sincerity with which a devotee is trying to advance. Is even more prominently present. So, we have to certainly consider this fact that Lord is so all-knowledgeable. He knows my deficiency, He knows my weakness, He knows my strengths, He knows my past especially. Keeping this in mind, one should realize the presence of the Lord with oneself, especially during the chanting of the holy name. If only one can realize this particular fact that Lord is present with me 24 hours a day, wherever I go, He is following me. Just like the moon follows you wherever you walk. Like the sun or the moon. In fact, both sun and the moon are Lord's eyes. Lord says, in the night, moon follows you. In the day, the sun follows you. But Lord says, both sun and I are my moon. Or my sun and moon are my eyes, the Lord is saying. So, there are 12 witnesses that watch our activities in this world. But Lord remains a witness beyond this 12. He sees what these 12 people are witnessing and He is seeing those 12 also. He is watching them also. He is watching every living entity. So this presence of the Lord at all times with us and our connectivity to Him that exists beyond space and time is a very important factor to be realized in order for one to chant with full consciousness. So the Lord is always accompanied by His consort, Srimati Radharani. The super soul is alone, but Krishna is never alone. The Lord is always accompanied by Srimati Radharani, who is called as Shyama. Meaning of the word Shyama means one who is a property of Shyam. That's the meaning. So Shyama expands from Shyam himself and becomes property of Shyam. So when we chant Hare Krishna, what it exactly means is Radhe Krishna. In Vrindavan they chant this mantra, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Shyam Shyam, Radhe Radhe. They chant this. So that is actually the meaning. We are chanting to Krishna, to Radha, and Krishna, Radha, Krishna, 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 Radhe Radhe. That's the meaning of the chanting. So they are very much present with us and they are hearing our chanting and we are actually requesting them to offer service at their lotus feet. That is actually this prayer. In fact, our enthusiasm and the impetus for rendering service during the day comes from this chanting only. Otherwise, we would have run away long ago, back to the material world working without coming in contact with devotees. Because we chant in the morning, requesting for service, then the Lord offers service, and then we are also inspired to do that service because that inspiration comes from chanting. The service is awarded to one who begs for service. So this fact should be kept, that I am begging for service at the lotus feet, and they are constantly present with me, they are watching me constantly, and they are hearing, and the Lord is pleased by my chanting, and the Lord will award me prema in my heart. And gradually my, just like blindness of the eye, gradually will be rectified, and the eyes will open, and a day will come when I will see this divine lordships with my eyes. Just like we say, you know, Nayana Haribo Sada Yugala Rupa Rashi. So that's everyday prayer. When will the time come when my eyes will open to see this divine lordship Shri Radha Kunjipyari right in front of my eyes, who are always there, but I am such a fool that I become blinded to their presence, and I put myself in a state of forgetfulness. So this kind of prayer should always be offered to the Lord in order to be conscious of their presence during chanting, and that will really improve the quality of our chanting. Hari Naam Prabhu Ki.